Hello, hello. Tyler Bryden here. Very excited today to talk about a company that I've followed for a long time and have had the pleasure to meet the co-founders of early in this journey. And that company is called Osmind. It's a psychedelic startup, and really they're focused on electronic health records and how can we do a better job with data, making it more digitized and learning from it. And they really look through the lens of psychedelics and ketamine treatment, and have had an amazing run here with some, you know, just some exponential increase in funding and speed. And I've learned a lot from their journey from following up both closely and now more from afar and watching and seeing them grow. So what I wanted to do today was just share some lessons, some insights from following that journey, maybe inform you about a really interesting company that's doing some, I believe, important work, and hopefully that can help you on your own journey. So quickly, you know, why am I interested in this? I've had my own journey with psychedelics. I see the just unbelievable potential for healing with them, and we're in a very delicate time after, I mean, on top of all the information and everything else that's going on in the world, we've come out of this pandemic, we're heading into a recession. There are so many challenges from a mental health, and then not just mental health, but a overall well-being, positive feeling of life that is going to continue to be challenged. And we're also going to see downstream effects from what the last few years have done on it. And so companies, organizations working in this space trying to treat mental health, it's very important work that is being done. And with Osmind, what I've liked about them, just from knowing them, seem like good people, and have then tried to build that into their structure by being a registered B Corporation, which, you know, really sort of advocates or moves towards this idea of a triple bottom line. How can we obviously grow the business, but help the world and help people, help the planet, kind of thing. So a lot of good stuff that has come from that. Just, you know, in my in a journey more professionally, we had applied some of Speak AI's technology to psychedelics, especially in the early stage with, I think, the crescendo of excitement around the space, and especially before the last few sort of months or year of volatility and challenges that then the markets faced with more high-risk stocks. But saw an unbelievable world there where there was so much potential to do it, to apply technology in a valuable way, but then also I think a lot of challenges to do this correctly, to do this without bias, to do this with the insight and perspective of health, you know, healthcare professionals, and then the just incredible nuance or difference between people on how you treat them and what is the best way to do this. So I ran through the gamut of different applications and how this could be applied, and seen where some of the strength lies and then some of the challenges are. And I've, again, really enjoyed the way that at least Osmind is working on this problem, bringing healthcare professionals in. And that starts from a ground level with the actual founders of the organization. I'll quickly hop in just to do a little bit of a deep dive on them. This is the wonderful Lucia, awesome person. And one of the lessons or one of the insights that I've gathered from them here is just this power of getting supported by Y Combinator. So they were in 2020, I believe, one of the first, second companies funded by Y Combinator that were related to psychedelics. Gilgamesh, I believe, was the other, and now there have been a few more. But that sort of signal, that strong signal from YC as an investment, that has then allowed them to continue this amazing fundraising streak, I believe starting with $15 million Series A and then moving into a $40 million Series B. This was announced, the $40 million Series B was announced just recently, and, you know, I'm guessing they sort of continued their increase in valuation even through, again, a sort of a volatile time where that's falling. And I think it sounds like they brought this together, this money together, right in the right amount of time to give them some good runway, allow them to continue to grow, and then probably, you know, execute even really, not in an aggressive way, but in a tactical way over the next few years as some of the people that they are competing with, in quotation marks, where everyone's trying to make mental health better, maybe don't have the same access to capital. So YC, an incredibly strong signal, opens up doors and then allows you to fundraise. And this was much, different, experience than from myself, which we had had gone through the interview process with YC, had the talk with Michael Seibel, and just because of the stage of the business we're in and sort of multiple applications as well as a lot of consulting revenue, said we were doing sort of too much. And with that was a little bit of a disappointing moment. But you learn from that, you grow, but then you will see the paths of people who have that excessive journey where it's basically a preset, pre-credited amount of companies that come through and have easier access to capital. And Ozmind very intelligently capitalized on that and then has continued to grow the business there. The other part that was really fascinating to me was just the power of strategic acquisitions in this. And so this was a very early stage and something that this Mood Monitor organization was just a small team. I had pleasure to meet with a couple of people while we were exploring some of the use cases within ketamine clinics and how it could be applied to mental health and psychedelics, how technology could be applied. And really, this is as simple as it was. It was SMS to allow you to allow a ketamine treatment provider to be in touch with the patient. And then that patient could basically send a scale and, rating 1 to 10, and it would build out a PHQ-9 profile to then help treatment providers monitor and also understand when someone should be coming in for another treatment. And what the crazy thing was, this was a small team, awesome two guys, one who worked with Zapier, however you say it, and then another guy who was just privately working on this with his own experience of ketamine. And they were in like 200 clinics, maybe 190, I'm not sure the exact number at that time, but just very small and just really working at this themselves. And when Ozmind was able to get access to the capital, they got it, were in touch with Mood Monitor and then made an acquisition. So that acquisition then allowed them to adopt the customer base that Mood Monitor had, continue to upscale that technology. I'm sure just elaborate more and more and build, so much more on top of this. To me was just an amazing sign of execution and a signal of how if you get access to capital and then you're strategic and you execute, you can buy a company for, I'm guessing, relatively good price or a good arrangement that then allows you to excel. And so that was something, another lesson that I've learned is if you do have that capital and you have the ability, there are strategic ways to buy companies that actually help your business grow, help you adopt these customers. And it can be a pivotal moment for you to then gain the traction you need to continue the growth, continue the fundraising journey and everything there. So, the piece that I'm really fascinated, and I'll just take a look at their site. They've done a wonderful rebrand here. Not rebrand fully, but just nice design, nice new website. And, with what we've seen from YC, what's been really, fascinating is once you get that, you start to get features on different articles, big ones, which obviously builds credibility and then allows you to invest and then, acquire really talented people to then join the mission. So that's something I've seen continued as they hire more people. I've really been impressed with the quality of people, their roles. And what you see is then these people, when you have that opportunity to hire, they come in with their experience and then they start to execute even better. And then it's left to the co-founders to be, advocates, continue to be faces and show up at discussions and do really good work. But with the right people, with the right teams, it obviously doesn't get easier when problems like when our problems are as big as this, but it does allow you to sort of focus on the things that you need to focus on as CEO and COO, and then let the other team members take care of the things that they need to. So that's something else that I've seen from sort of this journey that they've gone on: the ability to raise capital and then the ability to get really talented people on their team. And one other point that I think was really amazing that they just did right away that I find to be, in this world today, what they is an important part of any company's success, which is this idea of building a community. And the reason is there's many reasons to build a community. First, it's just a good thing to do, especially when you're looking at mental health treatment and people are going through, say, ketamine treatment as an example, and then they're having these powerful experiences, these life-changing experiences, and they're looking for people, other people to connect with, to talk about and look at topics, and you can see the kind of topics that are then talked about, and you can see that there are actual replies, there's views, there's real activity in this community. So that's an amazing part of the work that can be, or what can be built, the value that can be built if you're a company focusing on community. And so they almost built this like Reddit-like wiki sort of conversation forum. And with that, it also gives you this incredible feedback and intelligence on what matters most to the people who are in the community, who in a way somewhat are your customers, and then obviously you're learning to then make your platform better for the treatment providers who are then serving these patients. So much good stuff that can come here. And then the other piece here is that this builds a really amazing competitive moat. So when you have this community, when you have all these people, now they found an amazing place where there's a forum, there's discussion points with this organization, and all of a sudden you have the ability to protect that. You become a well-known organization. You become associated with this community experience, the conversations that are happening there. And so if you are here and all of a sudden you get really great advice, or you connect with someone and you have a great moment, or talking about, you know, getting prepared for a ketamine treatment, and then all of a sudden, you know, that advice helps you have a better treatment, you're thankful for that experience. You're thankful for Ozmind for creating that community, for bringing that community together. And that it goes beyond the value of many, many things. So that's something I'm a huge advocate and believer in. Very excited to continue to see how they sort of just foster this community, especially in a time where this treatment is becoming more and more popular. People are struggling more and more, and they're at sort of their wit's end and looking for alternative treatments. And often because of some of the, I guess, the gray lines of legality, seek ketamine as one of those ways to do it. So trying to think if there's anything else that I want to, you know, hop in and talk about here, but just I guess quickly, where the co-founders come from does have an impact. So not that they are previous crazy successful founders. They're amazing, talented people. But the education, the Yale, the Stanford, Jimmy and them. Jimmy also met at Stanford. So they talk about sort of this trifecta of like qualities of founders that then get funded, especially in early stages like YC and things like this. Those credibility, those social signals are really strong with this team, and then that's allowed them to also reduce the friction during fundraising. And then I think just because they have executed, they've got a good brand, you have all these things that then have stacked together to disguise community, they've got a great product with really good reviews, they acquired the customers that they need and have eaten up sort of the market share. Again, it's a sort of cooperative space all trying to solve mental health, but there's only so many clinics that can be served and using certain technologies, and Ozmind has done an incredible job. All those stacked together to make them an exceptional company in this space, one that I'm excited that I've had the chance to connect with and also just follow and learn from as I'm reflecting and looking at my own journey through Speak AI, and then also trying to build some connections and communities specifically within psychedelics with the Forest City Psychedelic Meetup group and all the amazing stuff that has come from that and all the beautiful people that I've met through that community who are trying to figure out how to bring this this kind of treatment to the larger world, to the mainstream, to help people grow, to help people heal. That's something I'm continue to be passionate about and continue to follow and continue to support. So maybe this isn't something you're as deep into, but there were some lessons that you learned from Ozmind here. Grateful to have met them. And if anything more exciting comes from their journey, which I'm sure it will, I will be happy to share more. So thank you for everything you're doing, Ozmind. And thank you for checking this out. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.